No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 29th day of May, the last Friday of the month. You made it. Hope it's been a good Friday so far. Let's get right down to what's making headlines, shall we? Play ball. So says the latest proclamation from Governor Greg Abbott, which will allow fans to attend sporting events starting today everywhere in Texas. Wait a minute, did I say everywhere? Almost. And for popular teams, it may be especially hard to get tickets. Intrigued yet? We'll get details from Alex Samuels of the Texas Tribune when we check in with her on the week that was in Texas politics a bit later in the big broadcast. One other thing of note from the governor's office since we last spoke, an extension of the early voting period this fall. In an interview with KCBD in Lubbock, the governor said that he'll do for November what he's already done for July, namely offer more time for voters to go to the polls in the interest of shorter lines and more social distancing. He didn't say how much of an extension there'll be in the fall, but we already know early voting for the July runoffs will begin July 6th. Stay tuned. As we've been learning in a world turned upside down by the coronavirus, past assumptions aren't always very useful. Take, for example, the assumption that people in prison, once paroled, will get out. As investigative reporter Lauren McGaughey writes for the Dallas Morning News, that's not happening for many. Lauren, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
So do we know why these prisoners who've been granted parole already aren't being released?
Yes. So in Texas, it's very common when you're granted parole to be required to finish some kind of a reentry, life skills or drug abuse program before you're actually freed. And that's common. But now that coronavirus is in the state jails and prisons, these inmates feel like it would be much safer for them to complete those courses on the outside instead of sitting in their cells doing workbooks and potentially being exposed to the virus.
Let me just understand what's going on here. So once granted parole, I thought that that was it. Does the state have the authority to hold back someone because they haven't completed a bit of coursework or something along those lines?
That's right. So the parole board, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles, looks at each individual offender who's completed at least half of their sentence and decides whether they want to release that person early. But 3 out of 4 people that are granted parole early are required to take some kind of coursework. Sometimes the coursework is required because they are in there for some kind of a drug abuse or offense, so they have to take some kind of a substance abuse program. But oftentimes they're just required to complete a course that's like a life skills course, a general reentry program. And these inmates say, why can't they do that on the outside instead of inside their cells where, you know, maybe someone down the hall or some guard is coming in and they might be exposed to a sick person.
So this is effectively a kind of outbreak prolonging, I guess, right?
Yes. So the Texas Department of Criminal Justice has confirmed that there are some inmates who have been granted parole on condition they complete a course, but they can't even begin their coursework yet. Oftentimes people have to wait weeks or months anyway to start those courses, but the coronavirus has stopped inter-prison transfers. So many people would have to be transferred to another prison to even start their coursework. But because the coronavirus has halted those transfers, they can't even begin the program that they need to complete to get out.
I see. So what are critics of this saying? I mean, I think I can imagine.
So there have been other states that have taken it upon themselves to release more inmates early in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The federal government has also done the same thing. About 3,000 inmates have been granted home confinement early release by the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. Uh-huh. But here in Texas, the politicians have resisted calls to release anyone early, saying that it could be a public safety hazard to begin releasing people en masse. The folks that believe that these prisoners who have been paroled should just be let out say, well, they've already had their case looked at. The parole board has already decided to release them anyway. So why not just, you know, let them complete that programming that they're being asked to do in their home for the 3 or 6 or 9 months it might take them to complete it?
Well, what's the scope of outbreaks of COVID-19 in Texas prisons right now?
So right now, in total, there have been almost 4,000 inmates who have been infected with the coronavirus to date since the beginning. And currently, 2,700 inmates roughly are in isolation because they are sick and contagious with the virus. There have been 43 confirmed deaths in the Texas prison system. This is guards, correctional officers, employees, and inmates. So, both the staff and inmates are being hit by this coronavirus.
There are many more details to this story. Read all about it in the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to it at texasstandard.org. Lauren McGaughey is an investigative reporter based in Austin, where she covers criminal justice for the Dallas Morning News. Lauren, thanks again.
Thanks, David.